Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about being just and fair with one's friend and enemy. And now, you know, as you know, justice and fairness is one of the noble traits which has been advised in Islam, and we have been encouraged to adopt it. Justice is a very significant trait. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali said, "Justice is the base that supports the whole world." And he also said, "Justice is the shield of the nations." And there's also many verses in the Holy Quran that we see advising us to be maintainers of justice and fairness. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "O you who have faith, be maintainers of justice as witnesses for the sake of God, and ill feeling for a people should never lead you to be unfair. Be fair, that is nearer to God-wariness, and be wary of Allah. Allah is indeed well aware of what you do." In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following to his son, Imam Hussein alayhi salam: "I advise you to be wary of your duty to Allah in wealth and property, and I advise you of being just towards both friend and foe." So in this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he doesn't differentiate and distinguish between a friend and an enemy, and he advises Imam Hussein, and indirectly advises us to be just and fair towards all people. Perhaps this is the reason why in one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Blessings are multiplied through justice." And he said, "The masses behave righteously through justice." And he says, "Justice brings about order and endurance in authority." And it's also been narrated that he said, "Nothing can cause nations to flourish like justice." مَا أُمِّرَتِ الْبُلْدَانِ بِمِثْلِ الْعَدْلِ. So justice is something that, you know, is a very noble quality, and it can be applied both on an individual level as well as a social level. And what it is, it leads to many benefits and many, much goodness in, you know, wherever it's seen. The Lady Fatima al-Zahra has been narrated as having said, "Allah has made justice incumbent as a source of tranquility for the hearts." And Imam Sadiq said, "Justice is sweeter than water to a thirsty person." And he said, "Justice is sweeter than honey, softer than butter, and smells more fragrant than musk." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the nobility and goodness of justice and being just and fair with one's friends and enemies in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد